Hey. Hey, you.
Psst.
Yeah, over here. On your left. That's right. Hey, so, not to intrude, but, I was over here, minding my own business, and I think I heard your thoughts drifting in, lusty direction? Did I get that right? Oh, sorry. Where are my manners? I do believe you know me. Well, in a way, you would know me as your goddess of light. Well, maybe not in those words, but you know that twinge of, well, not guilt, but shall we call it guidance? You know, maybe you don't touch your, you know, right now? Not to be a buzzkill, but yeah, that's me. Don't remember. Here, we'll try this. You know that time in your car, the girl walking her dog? You know the one, walking down the sidewalk. You stopped at the stoplight, and there she was, walking, not noticing you. Shirt just a little bit cropped, unremarkable sweatpants, but you still knew. Her thighs, her legs. Oh, those thighs. You could tell. Definitely toned. Probably just the right amount of, shall we say, jiggle? You know it's there. Her arms, soft but toned. She takes care of her body. You know that. It's summer, so until she passed by you, you could see the sweat across her chest. My. I can lick that sweat. I bet it would taste like honey. That's not my conjecture. I'm reading from the transcript here. See? Oh, you can't. But yes, I have a transcript. Anyway, you watched as she strode by. She didn't know about you at all, but, oh, did you ever notice her? Remember? Come on. Remember how your mind wandered to her coming home to you? Her long, dark hair in a ponytail pulled back through the back of a cap? She dropped it at the door, removed her shirt, gray sports bra gently hugging around her chest, tendrils of hair sticking to her sweaty neck. You imagined her approaching you. Somehow she still smelled like eucalyptus. Any of this sounding familiar? You embraced her, ran your thumbs around the waistband of her sweatpants, nuzzled your nose across her neck along her jaw, her pleasant smell filling your nose. You inhaled so, so deep. And she closed her eyes and tilted back her head, and you stretched out your tongue and lapped up her throat. Hey! Yeah, and then you realized the light was green and you were holding up traffic. And I was trying to get you to snap out of it the whole stinking time. Yeah, that's my job. And is it ever a job? You can be quite creative when you want to be human, let me tell you. But you've got to function, right? And that's why I'm here, to bring you back to your senses. Plus, if I wasn't here, you'd only have her to guide you. And where would that get you? So anyway, you've been extra, creative lately? So I thought I might need to try more direct methods to get your silly mind out of the gutter. And here I am, on your shoulder, telling you to snap out of it. Look, I'm not, like, anti-fun. No, not at all. But why not try your hand at gardening? Or read a book? Or do a little bit of cooking? Play the violin? I don't know, something other than playing with your, flute? Oh, there is so much else to do. Go outside. Go for a walk. Maybe try not ogling passers-by for a change. Okay? All right. Good talk. Let me know if you need me. I'll be watching you. Is she gone? Hey, you. Is she gone? Over here, on the right. Yeah, the angel of Buzzkill over there. She take off? Good. Sheesh. She had the right idea with that jogger with the pupper. But gardening? Violin? Psh. Sounds like fun for she and all the Steppard wives and whoever else she hangs around with. But that's not for us, is it? Come on, live a little. There's no one around. And that jogger she was talking about? Was that even you who saw her, or did she have the wrong client? I don't know, but it sounded hot, right? I mean, could have sexed her up a little. Why not, right? Black hair. What is this, a Slipknot video? How about red? Like poison ivy red? I mean, who fantasizes about sweatpants? What about, like, cheerleader shorts? In white? Yeah, that's it. Maybe she left Old Yeller at home with her boring-ass partner. Shirt over sports bra? Why? Just the bra, thank you. Jogging? Nope. This honey was running. Perfect white sneakers pounding the sidewalk. Thighs jiggling? What was all that? I mean, was she asking you a question? Hell yeah, they were jiggling. With each stride, it was like you could see it in slow motion. How could you miss it? Shit, can you imagine those on either side of your face? Ooh. Yeah. Now we're doing it. Your goddess of literally having no fun didn't even mention her panty line. Yeah, this gal had one, caressing her perfect bubble of an ass. Kind of like mine, to be honest. Just right across the middle of both cheeks, like a perfect equator. She has thongs, you know she does. Not today, though. She wore this because she wanted you to notice. She sees you driving by every day. Those sunglasses aren't fooling anyone. She knows you see her, and she wants you to look. Why else did she roll up the waistband of her shorts, huh? Think about it. Is that a tattoo around her ankle? Oh, how fun. I bet she didn't tell her partner what else happened on that girl's weekend. What do you think, human? Did she and one of her friends stay up just a little too late? Drink just a little too much wine? Let their hair down? Notice each other's legs? Get a little carefree with their short summer dresses riding up their legs as they giggled with each other on the couch? A hand on a shoulder? A stroke aside of hair? Lingering eye contact? Did her friend make the first move? Lay her head down in the runner's lap? Nuzzle her cheek across an exposed inner thigh? Your runner? Did she run her hand through her friend's hair to reassure her? Yeah. One thing led to another. The friend? Did she nudge her nose along the runner's thigh? Oh, that toned, smooth thigh. They got their first tattoos together tonight. They're away from their partners. Free. What else might they do? Something new? Higher. Oh, nestling higher. Up, 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 up. Oh, until the tip of her nose met the soft red lace of your runner's panties. If you can even call them that. Not much to them. The friend closed her eyes. Her breath quickened. Her mind fogged. Lust filled her brain like sizzly popping static. Ooh, whatever temptress was on her shoulder, whispering in her ear, had directed a masterpiece. Oh, she cautiously parted her lips, her tongue just slowly reaching out as she thought, am I really doing this? She inhaled deeply, and then she made her decision. Her left hand slid up the other leg, pulled aside the runner's panties just enough, and she went for it. Oh, she lapped up one side of your runner's. Hello? Are you quite all right? I thought we had decided to maybe not mentally defile that poor girl. Sheesh. Take a cold shower, human. Can't you go 1 minute without getting all worked up? I mean, look down there. Is there someone else in here? No, Just you? Alone with your thoughts? Wait a minute. I've seen this before. She's been here, hasn't she? Her. She's been here. You can't let her in, human. She's naughty. She'll drag you down with her. I'm telling you, she's an enchantress. I'll give her that. But she's no good. You won't get anything done. You'll never get to sleep. You'll just stay in here all the time, touching yourself. Let that poor jogger, runner, whatever, alone, and stick to the program. Should we do some stretching? Some yoga? Yeah, that'll clear your mind. I'll join you over here on your shoulder. Let me just, there, change into my yoga gear. Hey, I see you. You think I'm going to describe my yoga clothes? Nice try, silly human. We're going to get you so grounded and so focused, you won't even be wondering what I look like. Okay, deep breath in. And out. Now I'm reaching up with my arms. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Oh, and relax. Okay, sitting down cross-legged. Lying back. And... ah, Savasana. Shall we meditate for a moment? Ooh, look at her. For such a buzzkill, she sure is a treat to look at. Oh, you are wondering, aren't you, about her looks? Her yoga outfit? She's pretty conservative, but there's no hiding those legs. Not in those pants. Yoga pants, baby, the great equalizer. Her bare feet are so peacefully stretched out, not a care in the world. Are you one of those? If you are, well, her feet are quite nice. Pink yoga pants with flowers, not the knockoffs, baby. The goddess of no fun doesn't skip on the yoga pants, let me tell you. Not a curve hidden, no slack, no wrinkles. These things are painted on her legs. I gotta tell you, it's kind of a waste. And when she was doing downward dog, oh, human, you really should have seen it. And even with that zip-up hoodie on, my, she's a little chesty for a gal who goes around telling humans to keep their eyes and their hands to themselves. Wonder who she knew before to get this job. Someone who has good taste, that's for damn sure. She has lovely golden hair, almost white. It's long, and I shit you not, she has it in pigtails. Who are you fooling, babe? You must know a thing or two. Should I go over there? Oh, wouldn't that just be something? Her eyes are closed. Oh, she's meditating about who knows what. Are you listening, human? Should I do it? Should I creep around across the back of your neck? Kneel at the bottom of her mat? Tickle her bare feet with my tongue? Slowly unzip that hoodie and see what she's really working with? Should I kiss her? Should I kiss her? Just gently across her lips, just to see if her eyes open? Our nipples would touch. Oh, my hands would drift across her wrists. I can lean over and whisper in her ear. She's no stranger to whispering in a lusty listener's ear. Should we give her a taste of her own medicine? Oh, my. I was so relaxed, I almost dozed off. Did you stretch too? I wasn't watching. Anyway, there. Now you're all centered. Your lust has evaporated. I'm gonna go take a nap, but think about that cold shower, yeah? It's good for the bones. Oh my. Do you see that? Of course you don't. Shall I paint you a picture? Her bending over to roll up her little mat. Oh, she's so flexible. Her knees are straight, but she can reach all the way down for it. Oh, she's so graceful. How does a girl so, well, plain, so, I mean, boring, how does she get built like that? She's slender. Let me tell you, she takes care of that body. She, there. Okay, are you good? Human. Okay, got you. Just making sure. Call me if you need me here, okay? I'm here to keep you centered and focused and keep that lust in check. Keep those hands busy. Cold shower. Hey, human, you want to hear something funny? I know where she goes. Should we watch her? Oh, she's in her little apartment. I'm not sure who she reports to, but this place is Spartan. You know, I don't think she has a single other client, human. Does she just do this for you? Wouldn't that be something? I mean, you're not so bad. You're a good human. Well, most of the time. Trust me, I've been trying to get your mind in the gutter for years. You're not that creative. And what's it been lately? Once a day? A week, even? Those are rookie numbers, human. You gotta get those numbers up. Ah, she just put away her yoga mat. This place is so tastefully decorated, it makes me want to gag. And I don't really have a... Oh, gross. She's in the shower singing. If I told you what song it is, you'd never get it out of your head. Ah, shit. Now I have it in my head. Ah, damn it. The goddess of white bread over here is in my head now. Anyway, what on earth does she need all that product for? Her hair is so perfect. Even without makeup, she looks like a fairy. She has freckles. Oh, human, I really wish you could see this. And it's the damnedest thing. She's all naked. Water running all over her body. Drip by drip, hitting her collarbone. Running down between her breasts. Dancing across her midsection. Her tummy. Her hips. Her wide hips, down her smooth, smooth legs. Human, this is a sight. Because, oh wow, is she stacked. But the suds are collected all over her tits and between her legs. She's just so damn wholesome, I can't even see the good stuff. Damn. Do you think she ever, you know, masturbates? What would she even think about? I should see if I can get assigned to her. No offense, human, but you're kind of an easy gig. All I gotta do is watch where your eyes go, and you're off to the races. It is kind of fun to whisper in your ear, though. Tease you just a little bit. Oh, you'll never believe this. She just got out, and she toweled off and put on these dumb shorts and a tank top. Have a little pride, sis. And somehow I didn't get so much as a peek at the goods. Like, the real goods. She does have a dump truck of an ass, though. Game recognizes game. She just walked into the kitchen and poured it. Is that gin? Well, all right. She's drinking it straight. Not what I expected. Maybe there's something to this bell after all. Oh, she's cooking now. Or, wait. Oh, you would. A peanut butter and jam sandwich? Strawberry jam? Ugh. How many brain cells did that take you to think up? Oh. Well, that's interesting. She broke the jar of jelly, and it splattered all over her kitchen and all over her. Oh, red, sticky jelly all over the place. Oh, what's she doing now? Oh, she cleaned up the jar and she's licking the jam off her fingers, but like one at a time. Her back is to me, so I'm not positive, but I think she's rubbing it into her chest. Oh, you are one of us. Oh, you naughty thing. I'm definitely putting in a transfer request. Sorry, human. Oh, I want to know what goes on in this pigtailed head of hers. She is doing it. Oh, she's just rubbing it into her chest like she hasn't been in the shower just a few minutes ago. Oh, you dirty harlot. And where's that other hand going? Oh, down your belly? Yes. Oh, it looks like it's gone between her legs. Oh, yeah. Human, you really should be saying this. Oh, she's really into it. I think her hand is in her shorts now, and she's pulling at her own pigtail. Ooh, you are a bad, bad goddess, aren't you? Oh, shit. Human? You needed me? Again? I swear it's... Oh, it's only been a few minutes. Or has it? Sorry, I was in the middle of something, and I didn't have time to prepare. You do seem a little worked up again. You must be having some kind of day over there, aren't you? Am I not helping? Did you try that cold shower? No, oh, I guess those are a little bit of a drag, huh? Maybe try cooking yourself something. Maybe, a sandwich? I gotta go. Did she see me? Oh, that was close. You think she's on to me? I don't know. I don't think this broad was ready for prime time. It seems like she's got a distraction or two of her own. She's back in her little abode. Oh, this place is so neat. I know I'm your voice of lust, but you could stand to take a note from her on this one. Maybe tidy up a bit at some point? Anyway, she's cleaned up all her mess and on the couch, and is that a magic scroll? A relic of... Oh, I'm only kidding, human. She has an iPad. Oh, what, pray tell, does she look at on here? She's scrolling through something. A little hard to see what it is. Wait, is that... She's watching a video of... Ooh, you saucy little bitch. Nah, I'm just kidding. She's shopping for clothes. Honestly, this is kind of hilarious. It's all the same outfit. She wears the same thing every day. Stay in your lane, sis. Guess I respect that. I wear the same black dress every day. Oh, you were wondering, weren't you, what I look like? I'm in your imagination. I look like whatever you want me to look like. What do I sound like? Like the embodiment of your lust? Your fantasy incarnate? Your succubus? Demoness? Your plaything? Your toy? Your most intimate? It's you! Oh, fuck. I should have known. How could I be so careless? You've been whispering in this human's ear, haven't you? How long did it take you to figure out that one, Columbo? Although, I have to say, I have enjoyed watching you do whatever it is you do here. You've been watching me? You and that ass, you bet I have, babe. Thanks, I guess? Oh, no problem. Say, is that jam? I think you got something, in the corner of your mouth there. Need another shower? Oh, thanks, I guess. Again? I guess Wait, how long have you been watching me? Don't you worry. Your human and I have just been keeping an eye on you for, shall we call it, research? Nah, I've been watching you. You're kind of a dime. That body, those breasts, your legs, your thighs. You are on the wrong team, if you ask me. Hush, I know what I'm doing. I'm here to bring positive vibes and focus and wholesome thoughts to this human. You get out of here. You're not needed. Oh, I'm not so sure of that. Have a look. This human's been all worked up for quite a while. And spoiler alert, there hasn't been a single cold shower since you showed up. Unless that was one you were taking. Hey, about that, how do you know what I was doing in my little apartment? temptress's intuition, I guess. Anyway, I have an idea. Why don't we make out? Ew, seriously? I'm just kidding. I mean, unless you're into it. I am not. I'm sure you aren't. Anyway, why don't we let the human choose? Between us. Let the human decide whether your wholesome yokel yoga and gardening routine is appetizing, or whether my seductive whispers should go on. Well, I guess that could be prudent. But what would I tell my boss? Just make something up. Like, lie? I can't tell a fib. It's just not my way. Of course you can't. Look, babe, you do whatever you want, and if your boss fires you, well, you come work for me. Deal? It won't matter. This human is clearly going to choose me. They aren't even all that worked up anymore. Okay, deal. Light versus temptation. What do you say, human? You heard her, human. What's it gonna be? You can go learn to knit, hey, with the goddess of boredom, or you can come with me, and I can tell you where else she still has jam on her body. What? Oh, my. Oh, human, I don't know what to say. You picked me. I'm glad, I guess, but I just got a text. I've been let go from my job. You were my only client, and apparently my employer found out about the goddess of temptation being in your ear, and they said I wasn't wholesome enough to dissuade you from temptation. I don't know. You know what? F it. I did my best. I showed up for you every day and tugged you with everything I had towards the light, and you didn't listen. And you let her in. And you let that jogger get you all worked up in the car. And you and the temptress were spying on me. Fine. If she wants you, she can have you. But I want my revenge first. You want to know what she looks like? What she's doing? That's right. I've done my homework, human. I know where she lives, too. Take off your pants, or lift up whatever you're wearing. Get naked. Go on. If being a temptress is so great, let's see how she likes being spied on. There she is. Oh, wow. Is that... Wow. She's wearing a dress. In her apartment. In her apartment, it's huge. There's a staircase in the middle. Are there two floors to this thing? Oh, and she's wearing a black dress with a slit up the middle. That's not what she had on earlier. What she had on earlier was barely anything. Where the heck is she going in this? Oh, that slit. Oh my. Oh, it goes up so high. I can see almost everything. Holy cow. Oh, you can't see me, but I'm... I've crept my hand down into my shorts, and I'm touching myself with one hand, cradling my breast with the other. I didn't want you to know, but I think you would like my breasts. They're not like hers. Hers are so perky, and they're small. She's all business, human. Oh, mine are soft, comforting. And her dress shows off her arms. They're not athletic, but they're toned. She's thin, like a Pixar mom in the middle. Oh, but below that waist, holy jeez, she's just, oh, human, her ass. Oh, it's big, but it's the shape too. Do you want to trace it, human, with your finger? Would you trace it with your cheek, with your hand? Your tongue? Something else? Oh, she just poured a glass of whiskey with an ice cube. Oh, she's wearing black lipstick, and I can see it stamping the edge of her glass. Oh, that dress covers up to her neck, and I could just... I could just bite her. Just below the chin, at the first sign of her fair skin. Human, you should really get in on this. Oh, you should touch yourself. Oh, touch yourself. Oh, touch yourself down there. Oh, don't be surprised. I know you do it. I've been trying to get you to do more productive things, but I see you. Oh, I see you when you aren't listening to me. Oh, gently. Oh, just do it like I do. Oh, that's right. I'm a bad girl. Oh, surprise, surprise. Just let your mind wander around the temptress's apartment with her as she strides around with her whiskey. Oh, gosh. Oh, the whole place looks like it smells like leather. And there's a fire in the fireplace. There are books. Oh, I bet she doesn't even read. Oh, her short black hair just teasing her shoulders. Oh, laying across that couch like she hasn't a care in the world. Oh, just drinking and lounging. Oh, she looks so satisfied. I should go there and give her a piece of my mind. I'll untie that bow at the back of her neck and just rip off that dress. I'll bite her neck and push her across the leather sofa and lick her. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. I'll expose her perky breasts to the cool night air. I'll grab one of the vines from the plants she has everywhere and tie her wrists and tease her. Oh, and taste her. Oh, I want to dine on her, human. Oh, I want to ravish her. Oh, and lick her pussy. Lick her clit. Just do everything to her. Ooh, I'll just stick her panties in her mouth. No, she never shuts up, human. Just make her taste herself and keep her quiet. Oh, keep you safe from that venom she whispers in your ear. Oh, show her I know a thing or two. I'll trace her curves with my lips. I'll run them over her soft curves. Oh, her butt is just so... I have to taste it. Oh, I need it. Oh, gosh. Oh, she would enjoy it, human. I've been in your thoughts. I know a few tricks myself. Oh, you heard her. Oh, she wants me to. Oh, she likes my breasts so much. Let her suck. Oh, gosh. Oh, let her suck on them while I pinch hers. Make her lose her job. Oh, pinch those tits. Oh, and take her whiskey and drink it all down. Oh, make her taste me. Oh, make her taste her own whiskey on my lips. Make her feel me. Oh, are you close, human? Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, come with me, human. Come with me, please. Please, please, please. Oh, come. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me.
My apologies, human. That was... Hey, I gotta go. I'll be back, human. Don't lose faith in me, okay? Don't... bye.